The euro has fallen to its lowest level against a basket of currencies since last November, apparently because Marine Le Pen's bid for the French presidency is gaining more support. With elections in France, the Netherlands and Germany due this year, can we expect further falls in the euro? I'm now going to speak to Jane Foley, senior currency strategist at Rabobank, to find out. So good afternoon, Jane.
Good afternoon.
So is the euro's fall at least partly down to Le Pen's increasing popularity?
It certainly is. I mean, we've got to remember the opinion polls are suggesting whilst she is likely to win the first round of the French presidential election, well, then she's unlikely to win the second round. That is because voters are likely to stand behind her opposition party and push her out. However, the market is a little bit wary. Of course, we've had mistakes in the opinion polls, not just in the UK's referendum and the UK's general election, but also, of course, in the US general election. And the market is very worried that the opinion polls could once again get this wrong. So the market, if you like, is taking some insurance and moving out of French government bonds. And this is because Marine Le Pen is talking about a Frexit, a movement of France out of the euro, and that, it's been seen by some ratings agencies, could create a big default from French sovereign bonds. So whilst that now looks very, very unlikely, people, I think, are taking just some insurance.
Now, looking just today, I mean, the euro is down against the dollar, but pretty much flat against the pound. Does that mean that there's also an issue here around the rising dollar, which has risen a bit since Trump was inaugurated?
That's true. The rising dollar is part of it. I mean, today, you mentioned today, and there was GDP data out from the UK. And when we look through the revisions of that, it was disappointing. So the headline number for that was looking good, but the revisions were bad, and sterling fell on the UK data. But that aside, yes, you are quite right. We have had an issue of dollar strength. We do have later on today the publication of the minutes of the Federal Reserve meeting earlier this month, and the market is anticipating that that could be hawkish, i.e. signaling that the Fed is increasingly of the mind of a hike in interest rates.
Now, well, sticking with the Fed, this is a tenuous link. Alan Greenspan, who was the former head of the Fed in the US back in the boom years, he's now been saying that he thinks the euro will collapse. I think he said that yesterday. Is he right? And if he is right, I guess that could push the euro down a lot further before it collapses.
Well, although you're quite right. I mean, it would depend what sort of collapse we're talking about, but right now, you know, this isn't the sort of debate that most people are having. I mean, for many years there has been speculation: will the euro sustain? Certainly, Brexit, the immigration crisis, etc., again brought that question through. And it's got to be said, a lot of economists, even before the euro was created back in 1999, did say, well, look, the economics of EMU aren't quite there yet. This is very much a political story. So many economists have maintained that the economics were always shoehorned in to fit the political agenda. So yes, there clearly are weaknesses with the euro, but certainly it's our view here that the euro will sustain and that we're not looking at a breakup. But certainly, if Le Pen were to win the elections in France this spring, well, I think it would be one step closer to having a potential collapse of that system.
Well, let's assume Le Pen doesn't win, and let's assume in the Netherlands that the far-right party doesn't sort of become part of the Dutch government, and when we have the German election, maybe Le Pen remains as Chancellor. With that sort of background, would you expect the value of the euro to continue to fall this year against a basket of other currencies?
I think at that point, and of course it would be Merkel remaining chancellor in Germany, I think at that point we would have a relief rally in the markets. And the market is positioning itself, as we can see today, a little bit short of the euro. Now, if it's short in the euro and we had relief that the Liberal government sustained in those three countries, I think certainly the euro would be destined to push higher. And actually that's our central view, that's the scenario that we have. If we go by the opinion polls, and although they may be imperfect, that's all we have, then they do suggest that whilst there may be more support for the far right in each of those three countries that you mentioned, the support will not be enough to get the far right into government. And therefore, we think that the euro could stand a chance of seeing a relief rally later on this year.
And what role does the European Central Bank play here? They're keeping interest rates very low. They're still doing QE. If they made a change to that programme in the near future, would that have a big impact?
Well, they're already committed to doing QE right to the end of this year. So from that point of view, that there doesn't seem likely that there will be any imminent change, apart from a little bit of changes around the edges of that policy. That said, we have had this year better than expected inflation data from the Eurozone, some better than expected activity data. Germany, of course, German growth last year is now faster than the UK growth last year, that after the UK GDP revisions that I mentioned. And on that front, there is speculation out there that the ECB may be reluctant to extend quantitative easing beyond which it's already committed to. So
sure.
From that point of view, there has been some support coming through to the euro this year, earlier this year, from the economic outlook.
Jane Foley from Rabobank, always a pleasure. To-